Good evening. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, and you're listening to the Clay and Iron Show with Dr. Bill Deagle. Our special guest tonight is Bruce Kettler, and, of course, our special guest with him is Super Bowl Steve Cooper. And, of course, this is important topics we're going to be talking about tonight, and important kinds of information in terms that should expand your idea about the nature of our modern geopolitical and world so that you can really understand what's going on behind the scenes that is controlling our destiny. And as we bring everything into light, that brings everything under your power as a citizen of our nation, America, and, of course, a citizen of Earth, as a member of mankind. Once we could become conscious of these things, we can take actions that can avert and change our future. So welcome to the program, Bruce Kettler and Super Bowl Steve Kooser.
Hi, Dr. Deagle.
Yes, turn up the gain a bit, Don, so I can hear everybody better. I can't hear Super Bowl Steve that well. Okay, try it again, Steve. Can you speak?
Yeah. How are you doing this evening, Dr. Kettler?
Oh, wonderful. I can hear you a lot better.
Great.
So welcome to the program, Steve. For those who haven't heard you interviewed on the Power Hour show, my program, or other shows across America, can you give us a summary of history of why you got the name Super Bowl Steve Kooser? And, of course, we have a website that's maintained by Bruce Kettler called SuperBowlSteve.com.
Yeah. Basically, back in 1988, I was a landlord renting houses to students, and one of these students wanted to stay a few extra weeks in the house, and I told him I only rented the houses year by year, but he could stay for free in a spare bedroom that I had at a new rental I bought right next to Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
Right.
As soon as the guy moved in, he started talking about these anthrax attacks, how America was going to perform anthrax attacks against itself and how it was going to crash, we call them remote control military aircraft into the World Trade Towers.
Right.
And
so that's very weird information you're getting. Now, your background, of course, is you're also an expert on security.
A little bit.
But
anyway, the guy kept telling me the story never changed, and after a while I realized that, oh, my God, I think I got something here. I think this man's actually going to do it. And I asked him, I said, Fred, why would you tell me all this if you know, I'm going to have to arrest you. I'm going to go to the FBI with this information. I'll be, I won't stop till I got you.
Right.
And he said, Steve, he says, you'll never remember. He says, it'll be 10 to 15 years from now. He says, you won't even remember my name. Well, the guy really scared me, and after talking to him, you know, a few times, some of the stories that he told me were so horrific that I actually either leave the house or go in my bedroom and fall down on my knees and pray and ask God, please, God, you know, allow me to remember this in case it does come true, that I can warn the people of the United States. And shortly after 9/11, I realized that these were the stories that Fred Woodley was telling me about. And I, as soon as I saw the anthrax letters where it said death to America, death to Israel, Allah is great, I knew Fred Woodley was involved. And I notified the FBI within a month of seeing those letters. I wrote a book called Anthraxed, and then I wrote another book called The Bird Flu Pandemic, because Woodley had talked about a fatal bird flu that was coming.
Right. Now, why did he say that? Tell us the context of that discussion about the fatal bird flu pandemic, because obviously now we had the movie May 9th. We've had the president, April 1, 2005, declare an executive order that he can quarantine any part of the country or force people to take vaccines under executive order, under martial law, and they can go to code red very easily. If any of these events happen, three, quote, even small disasters in American soil, natural and otherwise, or a pandemic, and he's already made a statement that if there's any pandemic, he will declare martial law and force people to take vaccines.
Yes, everything that Fred Woodley told me back in 1988 is coming true. Even though I'm letting people know in advance what's happening, it's not going to matter. They're just bulldozing this thing through. Anybody that stands up and tries to expose these people, you know, nobody believes it until it's too late, and by then they already have what they wanted. The bird flu pandemic is to reduce the world's population. They want to bring it down by, Fred told me, I believe between 80 and 90% of the world's population is going to be reduced because of this bird flu. Super Bowl Steve got my prominence or my little jingle, Super Bowl Steve, because I was watching exactly the way Fred Woodley was telling me how these events would happen. In other words, 9/11 and then the Patriot Act, so that they could tighten up on the. Actually, the Patriot Act was written at the same school that I was renting the houses to with Fred. You know, Fred told me the people were up there now working on this Patriot Act, so that in 15 to 18 years, when the anthrax was sent, that the U.S. would tighten up the laws. He says we're taking so much time because the Patriot Act, it was a couple thousand pages back then, but it all had to be legally correct and so it could be pushed through. So what happened was I saw all these markers coming up, and the one thing that I remember Fred Woodley told me would happen would be that the Steelers would have to be in the playoffs for the Super Bowl. And because everything else happened, and I don't have time to mention like the 10 or 20 different markers, because, you know, I got up on national radio and told everybody, hey, look, the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl. I'm telling you, the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
And that was, of course, before anything had happened otherwise. This is a completely out of the blue because they weren't even in the wild card.
No, they had to. They were two. They had to. One team would have to lose for them to stay in the playoff, and then they'd have to win two more games just to be in the playoff spot. And then they just won every game, you know. But the other thing that was supposed to happen at halftime, according to Woodley, was a nuke was supposed to go off at halftime, a small nuke inside the Super Bowl.
Really?
And that was supposed to push the country into martial law. Now, that never happened, you know. But maybe one of the reasons it didn't happen is I got on up as many shortwave radio stations as I could find, and including Pastor Peter's radio station. He helped me out quite a bit. Brother Stair helped me out quite a bit. I even got a visit from the FBI at 1 o'clock in the morning, from 1 to 3 in the morning.
They finally start taking notice, even though before you were actually, and I guess you're involved with some degree of security or policing yourself, and so it's amazing to me that here you have a credible person with good evidence, and they didn't follow up until you finally got on radio.
Yes, I'm retired now, but I mean... anyway, what scares me right now and why I'm glad to be on today is yesterday, if the people have a copy of USA Today, dated Tuesday, May 16th, page A3.
It's page A3, that's yes. USA Today, the May 16th, right?
Yes, and it's very critical that people sit down and read this article. It's about a quarter page article. It reads, "Nightmares aplenty at NORAD. U.S. Canada prepare for the mother of all worst scenarios." And this is exactly, almost word for word, what Fred Woodley told me was going to happen back in 1988. These are the drills that they're preparing for, and they're not preparing for them at one time. I mean, to happen. They're not just preparing for the human-to-human outbreak of the bird flu to happen. No, they're preparing for all these at one time. The article reads...
All of them at the same time. You're talking about nukes in U.S. cities, the bird flu,
exactly,
and what
else?
Exactly
the way the article is written. Let me give you a quick rundown. Human-to-human outbreak of bird flu that began in Africa reaches the United States. A Category 3 hurricane blasts New Orleans just 8.5 months after Hurricane Katrina. A terrorist bomb attack which scatters radioactive material in Ontario near Detroit. That kills 5,000 Canadians. More explosions at Detroit as terrorists blow up rail cars full of poisonous chlorine gas.
These are all hypothetical, of course, right?
Yeah, but they're practicing them all at the same time. This is what this...
When did they start running these drills?
Last week they started...
So they're doing all drills for each of these different scenarios. Terrorists blowing
and they're doing them all at one time.
With chlorine. Let's go through that list again, just a little slower.
Sure.
They're doing a drill on a major hurricane coming. They're doing a drill on nuclear explosions like American Hiroshima.
Right.
They're drilling a drill for the avian flu and what else?
Okay. Dirty bomb attack that scatters radioactive material in Windsor, Ontario, near Detroit.
Right.
More explosions in Detroit as terrorists blow up rail cars full of poisonous chlorine gas. Thousands of Mexicans arriving at the U.S. border fleeing a deliberate release of plague bacteria in the Mexico City area. Nearly 8,000 people die. The hijacking...
Okay, so in other words, They're doing simulations of all the things that we talk about. They're trying to bring a state of fear to the people.
And what they're trying to do is that they're trying to say, it doesn't matter how heavy the load is, we can handle it. And the people in the article say, well, this is ridiculous. This will never all happen at one time. And this general's saying, oh, but we have to be prepared. It's the NORTHCOM's primary job is to prevent and repel foreign attack on U.S. soil. Another key role heightened last year during Katrina is to help civilian agencies and state and local governments. It says here that Keating's command can step in only if ordered by the president or the defense secretary for emergency support. And we already, you know, like you say, the bird flu, everything, all the letters of all the executive orders have been signed. It's important that everybody read that article. The only thing that's different between the article in USA Today and what Woodley told me was they have the locations wrong and they have the scenario somewhat backwards. But everything that's written in that article is exactly what I was told in 1988. And I said, Fred, why would
but
they
by exactly? What kind of details? So we have lots of time because there's no breaks. You know, there's no commercial breaks. Steve, so you don't have to race. You can kind of go through this methodically so people that are listening overseas or elsewhere.
Okay. Well, take, for example, they were saying that somebody released this thousands of Mexicans arriving at the Mexican border fleeing a deliberate release of plague bacteria in Mexico City.
Right.
Okay, well, what Fred told me there was that, yes, when some of this starts happening, that there'll just be a rush of Mexicans into the United States. But this plague of bacteria, according to him, what they were experimenting with back in 1988 was the release of something called pink fluff. We have a bunch of coal-generating electric stations here in western Pennsylvania. And what
right.
they did, they got an authorization to conduct this study where they put this fluffy pink stuff, I guess it was more like a sand too, where they threw it in on top of the coal and
right.
left it burn so it would go out the smokestack. And
right.
then what they did was they contacted universities over in England, Spain, France, the Netherlands, even parts of Africa and stuff where universities were tied in on this experiment. So were the University of Pennsylvania out in Harrisburg, Drexel, and, you know, in other words, universities over the eastern coast of the United States. And what they wanted to do was they wanted to find out where this pink fluff ended up coming down at.
Well, right, so they're trying to find out the air distribution, which, of course, we see now every day, chemtrails. We see all of these things happening. We see the avian flu, which is, I stated on this program and on my Nutramedical report, it's clearly bioweaponized. It's not the final human pandemic strain, but they have that away in a lab, I'm certain. I got the documents in 1997 regarding that. I was told by my NSA contacts and Israeli contacts that, in fact, we have an American Hiroshima planned, maintained. These bombs are actually maintained by Israeli nuclear Mossad agents and Russian GRU in American soil, as well as in other cities, including Canadian, European, and Russian. And people have to realize that these events are all planned to bring all of the nations to their knees so they can put a chip in everyone, completely to turn everything into a police state worldwide and bring in a whole new world order very quickly.
Yes. The one thing that Fred told me, he said, Steve, he said, this pink sand that we're throwing in there, he says it's really a special combination of, I don't know, he talked about blood platelets or something, but something that nobody could... I don't know. It was like a marker, but if you want to identify what it was, all the scientists...
So they could get they would use it as a marker, and of course, was there any toxic effect from this
material? No, but the reason they chose this was because they needed something that had a specific gravity weight, in other words, so that when they didn't use this pink sand, they could use the black sand, and the black sand, unfortunately, is what's going to make people choke, gag, and die.
Right, okay, so obviously all of these things now, it's obvious that Fred Woodley, is a biologist and scientist at the Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
Well, he was a graduate student at that time.
Right, but he's a scientist now, and he was also involved with a lot of these biological experiments. He's also obviously not a patriot, and he's obviously a Luciferian Satanist.
Yes, he is.
He wants to believe in population reduction, total police state, you know, a death cult. He belonged to a death cult. And he actually told you these boldly because he said, in his own words, he didn't think you could do anything about it or you'd even remember it many years later when this happened, which, of course, we now have these convergence of events happening that are pretty suspicious. We have an impending war in the Middle East, which is, any general will tell you, the last option is war. You don't march young men and women into a battle when you know that there's going to be people, you know, losing their sons and daughters and relatives. You don't march into a nuclear war when you're going to have radioactive waste go downstream and hit your enemies and even come to this nation if there's a nuclear war in the Middle East. And the very grave possibility of triggering off a intercontinental exchange of nuclear missiles, because if we attack Iran, we have their proxy allies, China and Russia, Pakistan, and North Korea. We have the possibility of missiles hitting U.S. cities from a distance, as well as possible nukes that are in place or coming into through American ports. So we have a very grave situation on that in this regard.
Right. And when I asked Fred, I said, why would you do all of these scenarios at one time, or why are they going to occur all within, you know, within 2 weeks of each other? And he explained...
Is this what you mean, all of these simulations for war games, right?
No. When I don't know if it's going to happen on 6606 or not.
But in other words, what he told you was going to happen quickly, boom, boom, boom. It's like hitting a prize.
Yeah, in other words, the real thing.
You have to hit them repeatedly with jabs to knock them off the balance, so when you do hit them, they don't come back up again.
Well, what he was more concerned with killing a lot of our first responders, our state police, and our military. In other words, he says, well, first we'll have another hurricane down by Katrina, and then when all the first responders are down there, then we'll release, you know, some kind of, you know, this poisonous gas, or this agent that'll kill them that way. And then after everybody's dead and the new first responders go in to clean everything up, we'll have a flood, and that'll kill some.
Let me just give you information you may or may not know, because we didn't discuss this in other shows.
Right.
But I've had contact for years that have actually given me information. We've been doing war game simulations, urban warfare, where they have helicopters by every American large town and city.
Right.
So that they can actually have helicopter spray, knock down agents, use non-lethal weapons. So they call them non-lethal because they kill less than 26%. That can affect the U.S. citizenry. They have it tied directly to transferring people to civil detention facilities through rail cars with shackles and trucks. And all of this is planned around events like a nuclear Hiroshima event, avian flu, or, quote, mass chaos because of things like civil disruption due to out-of-control illegal immigrants, which, of course, we see them heating the situation up by allowing people in at enormous rates, where if you went to Mexico, you would immediately be deported if you couldn't show you could support yourself.
Right.
You certainly couldn't get a job or get citizenship by doing a lot of the things that are done in this country.
Yeah, I asked Fred, I said, well, why are they going to leave all these Mexicans in the United States?
The first thing they're going to do is stick a chip in them, and they put them first in these detention facilities, but pretty soon they'll be coming for us.
Yep, or they'll make them take ID, and then everybody...
Well, that's the idea. In fact, the president announced that as part of his plan.
Yep.
They're going to stick a chip in these illegals if they agree to sign on, et cetera. So they're going to start chipping the illegals first. They're the first ones to get chipped and tracked.
Right. I want everybody to wake up and to kind of be a little bit scared. They already, back in 1988, when they planned this, one of the parts that they had to plan was, how are we ever going to get rid of all these bodies? You know, think of the stench.
Fred told you all of this material as well.
Yeah, and yeah. He told me what they were going to do. He says they're going to, after the New World Order comes in and 90% of our population is gone, there'll be no need for coal mines anymore. And what they're going to do is they're going to use the rail system to load the bodies into these coal trucks in body bags, take them back to the coal mine, and just start loading the bodies in the coal mine. And when they get they're already now, especially at the university here, Indiana University of Pennsylvania has a new $250,000 digital camera that they're putting in the mines to map all these mines. And back in 1988, Woodley told me all this would happen. He says, we have to know exactly in that mine where the water level is, because once those bodies are stacked up to the surface level of the area's water, that mine will be shut. It'll be shut right there and imploded, and then we'll go to the face of the mine and implode it there. And he laughed. He said, Steve, he says, nobody will ever know how many or if any bodies are in those mines, and they'll never find it for thousands and thousands of years.
Well, and that's pretty evil, isn't it?
Well, now, yeah, and he just laughed, and he had a glitter in his eye.
He told you all of these things.
He said, Steve, he says, if we tried to do it the regular way and use propane or use natural gas to burn these people, he was talking about how many thousands of BTUs it would take. It would cost $400 a person to get rid of. He says, we're not going to do that. All we have to do is get that body, put her in one of them body bags, throw it in the coal truck, and send it back to the coal mine.
Well, you know, the first major order for body bags came in June of 2004, and they got 6 million body bags. And there's been many orders since. They have the rail cars completed, and they have the United Nations on the sides of them. They're welded in shackles. They've got underground facilities like the one in Indiana that's capable of bringing the rail cars underground with large liquid natural gas for incineration. They have, you know, obviously all these plants either incinerate or get rid of bodies by putting them in bags and distributing them underground. These are real plants. They're not imaginary. And people say, oh, no, they can't do that. Yes, they can.
I'm sorry.
I've gone through the DNA, and I challenge anyone on any radio show to go through the actual DNA codes, as I have, and Dr. Henry L. Nyman, virologist. And this virus is completely weaponized. This is a virus that's not a natural virus. That's bioweaponized. I was given the documents back in March 16, 1997, by the senior doctors and scientists from Human Life International in Zurich, Switzerland, that they had actually were in the active process of creating a pandemic avian flu. It's very obvious that most people are getting a double message. A lot of people think, oh, it's only a scare tactic. No, it's not. It's not an avian human flu yet, but it's only two amino acids away on the receptor binding domain, five genes, two more amino acids, and this can become pandemic. All of these events are particularly curious. If you actually watch the football, and I'm a football nut, and I watched the Broncos for years when I was actually in Colorado. The Steelers were a pretty good team, but there's no way that they should have had the easy shot through to the Super Bowl like they did. There was such bad calling of penalties and everything that completely stacked the cards against any other team trying to get in the way of the Steelers. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. The other thing that I'd like to mention, Dr. Deagle, that was of real interest to me, because I am a ham operator. By the way, the fellow that will be talking next, Bruce Kettler, he's also a ham operator.
Right, and again, Bruce keeps your website, which is put up by PsiCouncil. That's PsiCoun. Is it S-E-L?
PsiCouncil.
PsiCouncil.
Just go to SuperBowlSteve.com. It'll take you to the same place.
Steve, yeah. SuperBowlSteve.com.
Well, one of the things that Woodley said that really stuck in my mind, because, you know, I'm very patriotic. I was in the military. I was in the Boy Scouts. I hold leadership positions within the Disabled American Veterans, also with the American Legions. And
right.
The one thing he talked about, he said, Steve, he says, we have this thing that one of them will be down in Westmoreland County, which is just a little bit south of where I live now. It's close to Pittsburgh. He says, you stay away from that thing. He says, it'll make you sick as a dog. I says, what is it? He says, it's something that's going to be all over the United States, Europe, and the industrial countries. He says, it's called computers over power lines. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, instead of you having to have a cable or a telephone line to receive computers, or, you know, for computers to talk to each other, what we're going to do is we're going to run a system through the power lines and tell the people that's what it's for. I said, well, what is it for, really? He says, we're going to send harmful radiation through these BPL systems that go over and along major roads, so that if when the bird flu happens, we're going to tell people, now don't travel because the bird flu's happening. So if people won't listen and they get on the Pennsylvania Turnpike and they go through this 5 mile of BPL stretch down in Westmoreland County, they'll never get out of the field. They'll get halfway through it. They'll get sick. They'll start bleeding out of their eyes and their nose.
By the way, these weapons are currently being used in Najaf, in Nasiriyah, and in over in Iraq. And what they've done is they can actually create a killing field by putting several of these poppers, or quote, non-lethal weapons that will kill you.
It'll make you sick as a dog.
They can have harmful sound frequencies and harmful electromagnetic that will cause you to get very, very ill and die. And they have them. They're actually doing them right now. You can see pictures if you see these sound cannons and electromagnetic frequency, quote, non-lethal weapons. I get a kick out of them calling non-lethal because they put them around these cities. And it was unbelievable what they did to the people. I mean, they were coming out insane, losing their minds after a day or so of being irradiated with these types of radiation, if they could survive at all. If they hit them with enough of it, they just died.
Yes. What Woodley was talking about was going to one, saying that all the vaccinations are available in this town, right across town. So you wait and get on this bus, and we'll take you to the vaccination center.
Right.
Well, instead of going to the vaccination center, before you get to the vaccination center, your bus gets held up, and you're sitting crying underneath one of these BPL lines. And so you never make it there alive.
Now,
and
they're very advanced of using harmonic radiation for creating a killing zone. So this is very realistic, and you've got to think about this. This is 18 years ago when you received this information, long before the technology even became known to people like me that became aware of it 11-12 years ago through classified sources inside the NSA.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to let the people know is that right now the American Radio Relay League, if you type in BPL, which is broadband over power lines, you'll see that the American Radio Relay League is fighting a lot of these systems, because all you need to have is like your AM radio in the car and be driving along this certain portion of the turnpike, and if you're down, or if you have a ham radio especially, but it even comes into the AM bands. If you're driving into a high static field, put your brakes on, turn around, and drive the other way, because you might be going into, there's a darn good chance you're going into a BPL field. It not only knocks out all the emergency communications for the fire, police, ambulance, and everything, but the people that are dying because they're in this killing field look like they're in the last stages of the bird flu. So what's going to happen is people are going to get the message, hey, Officer Friendly, go down to the Route 100 and Route 99. Everybody at that intersection's sick. They need your help. Send ambulances. So everybody's going to get down to the location of all these people that appear to have bird flu, and even a doctor can't tell without laboratory tests what they died of, because what do they have, that hemorrhage? They all hemorrhage?
Well, they end up with basically a massive release of chemicals called cytokines from their white blood cells.
Okay.
And they end up with bleeding from the nose, the throat, and literally suffocating on blood and ruptured red blood cells and white blood cells.
So what's going to happen is the people that are our ambulance people, our police officers, our emergency personnel, they're not going to know anything about that this BPL field's on. All they're going to know is their emergency communications doesn't work, and they don't know why, but they got dispatched from this location, so they're going to do their job. And that's how we're going to lose a lot of our first responders.
Yeah, and of course the purpose in doing that is that they want to get rid of a lot of the doctors and nurses, so there's a higher kill rate. Right now, our ICUs would be filled up within the first day or two of a true bird flu pandemic. And, of course, this movie offered no solutions, and believe it or not, it's not as serious as it might be if they continue with no preparations, which is what's going on now. The World Health Organization is actually hiding the data on their hard drives. That's in the actual quote-by-quote words of Dr. Nyman. They will not release it to scientists that can prove that recombination is what's occurring. The virus shows the exact same lethal combinations of genes that was in 1918, which means that this avian flu, 80-some years later, is the same gene combination as the human-bird hybrid flu of 1918. And we have evidence that originated in Kansas at a facility that goes back to bioweapons research during the time of President Teddy Roosevelt. So this is very nasty. The people who have planned and plotted this are methodically getting ready to drop the boom on America. We see the American dollar dropping, as they say they're not going to publish the M3 world money supply in American dollars. They're printing extra trillions of dollars. They have our creditor nations now are in a great disarray trying to pull out their money out of American dollars. We have a pending nuclear war that's being run on a world debt note with the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. It's not even put on these crazy Federal Reserve notes that are neither federal nor reserve. And
right.
All of the things that you mentioned, Steve, have actually started to transpire. Now, of course, we don't have all the details of whether there is going to be a nuke go off here or there, but I can tell you for certain that my contacts told me there were at least 22 U.S. cities that were already pre-wired with nukes. So that doesn't mean even dealing with the ones that could come into the country on containers, which are never being properly screened. Now, I do have on NutraMedical, my website, a new device and I got from a company called Dirty Bomb Detectors AI Applications. And we have John Bordnick, who was on my show just earlier this week. And we have a DU detectors for depleted uranium. We have detectors that are directional for radiation broad spectrum that can tell you if there's a bomb there, a radiation leaking source, or anything, even a radiation cloud. And they're directional, so you can aim it at a direction. It'll tell you which direction to go to get away from it. So people need to start getting prepared. They should realize between natural disasters and climatic, something and or many things are going to happen, just like they want to keep us and society off balance, because if they can, they can break the spirit of America.
Yes. I know for a fact that they're going to try to bankrupt America, and it looks like we're almost there. I'd advise everybody to have some form of a gas mask, for this impending stuff that's coming out of our own coal generation plants. And this isn't just happening in eastern Pennsylvania. There's other places that this will be happening, too.
Well, yeah, exactly. And at the very least, have these masks that we have in our first line of defense kit.
Right.
On NutraMedical. And then have a gas mask at home, because most people aren't going to carry a gas mask around with them. They can carry something small that will get them out of the high danger zone, and then they can get a proper mask on.
What I found real interesting back in '88, when Fred told me the results of this stuff being put in these coal-fired generating stations, was that that indicator stuff started showing up in Harrisburg, which is about 50 miles east of here, and then it covered the whole east coast of the United States. Much of it landed in the Atlantic Ocean, but it covered all the European coast and went halfway into the European continent. And if you think about it, a large percentage of the world's population lives within 50 miles of a coastline. This
Absolutely,
is going to be
yeah.
a big, if this happens, this is going to be a big dent in the world population. I just pray that people listen.
Well, they'll either listen or they'll die. I mean, I'm finding very few people are catching on yet to get prepared with first line of defense kits, civil defense plans. I'm working with Major Frank Stoltz trying to get a chemical and nuclear response list we have together. We have the biological kit now. We also have some biologicals, natural nutraceuticals that will actually kill viruses, bacteria, fungi, et cetera, that are available right now. And we have even more powerful ones coming.
Right. Well, at least have several months of food on supply. One of the things that Fred talked about was the government. If we can control the food, we can control the people.
Well, and obviously, that's what the agenda of Monsanto and the World Trade Organization is doing.
Right.
They're legalizing you have to buy seeds from them. They're trying to reintroduce pesticides that nations have already banned.
Yeah.
That's very crazy.
All right. Well, thank you very much for allowing me this time to warn the people. And
yeah, Super Bowl, Steve, do you want to stay on the line? Because I'm going to have Bruce Kettler talk now then. But stay on the line because we want to continue this discussion. So,
sure.
Bruce, and give us an introduction on yourself and then your take on all of these events and helping Super Bowl Steve. Welcome, Bruce. Are you there? I can't hear you, Bruce. Steve, why don't you continue until we get that line set up, okay?
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I got it.
Hello?
Oh, yes, this is Bruce.
Okay, Bruce, you're there. You are. Okay, Bruce,
yeah,
let's go ahead.
Okay, well, I've been listening intently to what's been spoken about, including the matter of survival, which I'll touch on to some extent here.
Absolutely. Now, of course, tell us about your website. You have a website called PsyCouncil.
Yeah, it's P as in Paul, S as in Sam, I-C-O-U-N-S-E-L, which is easily linked from SuperBowlSteve.com.
Right, good.
And I've had that website actually for 10 years.
Excellent. So you've been ahead of the curve and seeing all these events coming down the line for quite some time now.
Oh, yes. I've been looking at the events for quite some time.
Right.
I've got a lot on the site about the New World Order.
I call it the Old World Disorder, hey?
The Old World, yes. The Old World Disorder.
Yeah.
and I've got information there about survival, which includes a lot of what you've been saying, you know, in terms of supplies, et cetera. And then, of course, the spiritual part of survival, and that is being led by the Holy Spirit. So people, you know, who are close to God, people who have found the Lord Jesus, will be able to be led by God, you know, where to go and what's coming up.
Absolutely. If they don't have that connection to their Creator God, they're going to have a really rough time because, as I told when I spoke through Nebraska in 1999 to one gentleman who in his group of militia in Nebraska had a berm shelter able to take a direct nuclear hit, had 50 caliber anti-aircraft machine gun. They said, you know, if you go in the direction of your equipment and your food, and you know your gut's telling you and your spirit that you need to go in the opposite direction, you're probably going to die.
Exactly. Yeah, God will tell you things that don't seem right from your intellect. And you have to follow God. And that's one of the things I wanted to touch on, as well as the methods for survival, other than spiritual or physical methods.
Right.
Yeah, like you said, the physical security could be a tremendous detriment to people. And so a lot of people who are not connected to God are going to be led astray by their own thinking and their own fears. And, of course, the Lord said in his word, God has not given us a spirit of fear,
right,
but of love and a sound mind. So we need that sound mind, that spirit of God, to be
Absolutely.
Able to function properly.
So, yeah, Bruce, go ahead.
Okay.
What's the main thrust of your website in terms of Psi Council? What are you trying to teach the people on your site that's unique or a particular bent that you feel is what you're called to do?
Well, it's the combination of exercising geopolitical knowledge and working within the geopolitical system to avert these things, as well as the need for people to return to God, because it's because people have separated themselves from God in this nation that God has withheld his protection from us.
Yeah, it's because people are dishonest spiritually that they allow the government to set up a non-federal, non-reserve, to literally mortgage away everybody's property to these international bankers for nothing, to strip our country of its jobs and to create a nation of pollution when we have many alternative energy sources that have been invented. Yet, like Mr. Yeager that developed a car that could drive all the way from California to the East Coast, and of course he went to this banquet dinner they did about a decade ago, and they killed him. The government killed him. I know that the government of all nations in the last century has killed more people than all the wars in history. I mean, this last century has been a war against the peoples of every nation on earth by their governments. And we should know that the perpetrator of terrorism is our governments. It's very rarely and an anomaly when it's a rogue group of terrorists. And it does happen, but it's actually an anomaly. Most of it is actually perpetrated by the government.
Yeah, I want to tell about an experience I had with some information that came from a friend of mine, actually, in connection with Super Bowl Steve.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was talking to a friend of mine about Super Bowl Steve, and he went and he said, well, you know, I saw a movie that shows something similar to what Steve is talking about, and the name of the movie is The Song of All Fears.
Oh, yes, yes, and that was actually with Morgan Freeman and...
Right.
Yeah, that was an excellent movie.
So my friend, he went and rented the movie, and he noted the colors of both teams, the colors that they were wearing in the movie. And he said, you know, I checked, and the traditional colors of the teams that are going to be playing at the Super Bowl are the same, and we're talking about four different colors.
Right.
Which is reminiscent of... movies or books that have come out about events that are about ready to happen, like, for instance, 9/11. There was a movie...
like the Lone Gunman issue of
X-Files,
right?
Yeah, then there was Tim McVeigh, spelled V-A-Y. And this is kind of like they're throwing it in our faces before
it
happens.
Part of their psychology. It's part of their religion to actually do a psychodrama of releasing information before they actually... have us for lunch, if you want to call it.
Right, well, the serial killers do the same thing. They like to call the cops and say, look, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. and, you know, just almost get caught, but not quite. And, yeah, I'm familiar with that. So, anyway, I rented the movie. I went to the library and got on the internet. And, you know, I started checking around the net, and it just took me a few minutes to find the colors, the traditional colors that they play in their home stadiums.
Right.
So I got on the power hour, and I said, hey, Joyce, you know that the colors are the same. And she said, oh, boy, she was just all upset about that. And I said, yeah, it's true. I said, you know, and then I put on my website, click here, go to this website, it'll show you the colors, and then rent the movie, and you'll see they're all the same, all four colors.
Right.
You know, I go back, and I go and check again, and it's gone. I mean, that website that showed the colors, it's not there anymore. So I think, well, maybe this is a coincidence. You know, it could be. But
not
then
likely.
I think,
I'm certain that even at programs like this, we're having either, agents listening, and hopefully they'll learn something, because their future and the future of their families is at stake if we don't take control of our nation, for and by the people.
Oh, yes, by the people, exactly. So I went and checked again, and the thing is that I went and looked further, and I found it again in another site, and then it went again, and then it went again. And the third time I figured, no, this is no coincidence. This is something very, very strange, but I can't find it on the net. And right now, Steve, I believe the last time I spoke to him on the telephone, I think he was in the process of getting this information either on the web or through some hard copy book that I could copy and put it on the website. In the meantime, people listening can go and check to see what those traditional colors are, where they can find it in what book. Right now, I'm concerned about physical survival. You've touched on it a great deal. I feel that you're absolutely right about heightening immunity, having a mask, having food buried. I don't know if you mentioned that. But
oh, yeah, everything. I think people need food, water. They need to have everything. I mean, I got a 14-page document I put together with many hours of research. That's free on my site. If they go to the Learning Center, they can go back to look at the chemical, biological, nuclear checklist. And we're working on a full drills here with Major Frank Stoltz and his other colleagues, because we don't see FEMA, we don't see the government, Homeland Security, or even private corporations doing anything for the people. Nothing. Zero.
They're going to do everything against us.
Not spending $2, not $2 on trying to help the people. Not $20 billion, not $7 billion, not $100,000, nothing. What they're doing is buying razor wire, setting up civil detention facilities with Bechdel Corporation, on American soil and off American soil, over 80 prisons in countries all over the world, including communist China, Central and South America, Muslim nations where they could torture, Eastern Bloc countries. People need to be aware that literally what's being set up is worse than in the worst time of Nazi Germany, the worst time of the communist revolutions in Russia or China, or in any other empire in history.
Right.
What's going on right now is worse than any other time in the history of the earth.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly what it says in the Word of God. It says that tribulation such as never was before and never will be, and this is the first time that this has ever happened worldwide. And by the way, on one of my pages, click to it. It's called End Time. It's at the top of SuperBowlSteve.com.
Right.
You'll see examples from the scriptures comparing to present-day events showing that the Bible is the Word of God and that it is true, and that this is the first time in history that this has occurred worldwide, or there ever has been a beast, as described in Revelation 13,
that is
over every kindred, tongue, and nation.
Well, I'm absolutely in agreement, and I'm a messianic believer.
Yes.
The best way to think about the way I approach it is I believe in the whole Bible, but the actual original words, not the modified ones. I know that there is a Messiah. I know God is also asking us to take personal responsibility, not be expected to be, quote, raptured out, that there's no such thing as a kind of a quick way out.
I mentioned that on the site, that there isn't. Yes.
We've got to be ready to stand and be counted. The only way God is going to save us is if we're willing to listen to him and do what he says and be willing to die for the truth.
Exactly.
That's the only way to survive, actually. The idea of being a coward is a guarantee for death in a civil detention facility or beheading or whatever else they want to do with the population. Dying in an avian flu or power broadband over power lines or these non-lethal weapons or tasers and infrared weapons. All the nasty things that they've been developing with trillions of dollars of money, primarily in projects funded by the illegal sale of drugs in America and other Western nations, $250 billion a year at least, in America, sanctioned by the State Department, the U.S. State Department, the cadre of U.S. banks specifically laundered through with the help of the various mafia that are, quote, on the side of the above government and Luciferian organizations that actually are planning this with the DEA and the FBI's help. And that's why our C-130s fly to Afghanistan full of equipment and supplies for our troops and come back loaded up to the gunwales with drugs. And in naval ports, when they come in, unlocked containers are sealed, and not even the captain of the boat can go down there because they're secure even against the captain, because those are carrying pallet loads of dope from
yes.
third world countries. And the fact is that we have a narco-terrorist, and the President Vicente Fox, and the next one that comes will be another narco-terrorist running a narco-nation. And I find it the height of disgustingness that you can't go to Mexico unless you can prove your finances, but they can come to America not proving that they can support themselves, bringing diseases. And I don't see any problem with people legally coming to this country from anywhere. I don't care what their color, their sex, their religion, doesn't matter to me. What does matter is if you have illegal immigration, they'll crash America, just like the Rome was crashed by the Goths, but a massive invasion of too many people coming in and completely corrupting the nation to finally where the point where the nation could no longer sustain itself.
Yes.
And that's part of the game. It's part of the game. They want to also say, well, we have a solution to it. We're going to chip all these people. We're going to track them. We're going to you put them in civil detention facilities if they don't behave. They're doing this so that, just like Bonhoeffer said in the Second World War, they can have a dialectic for a reason to then start tracking the next group and the next group. Before you know it, they're going to come for us.
Yes.
And I think that we are months, not years, away from catastrophe. I think we have an American Hiroshima in our future, in a nuclear 9/11. We have a biological 9/11. And people who minimize it and don't believe what I say when I know the exact documents, because I'm a whistleblower on the inside, and I suffered greatly from the state of Colorado, from the Attorney General's office, from others trying to do things to me, not succeeding, thank God, by supernatural protection.
Yes, of course. That's
so what we have. I've had death threats from my boss, Major George Swinder, when I worked at CCOM, when I discovered that one of the senior munitions forensic team that came back from the Khobar Towers in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, also did the examination of the Alpha P. Murrah building in Oklahoma City. I was the only exit team doctor for all five members, and one of them had a breakdown and told me in great detail how they removed two unexploded micro-nukes and a C4 pineapple from the building, and the debris was radioactive, and they were scanning all of their equipment and gear bags, so that if they removed any radioactive debris, they were told they were going to be tracked and killed. And my guys wanted to be cleared from radiation injuries. So I can tell you without any doubt, 9/11 was completely engineered as a controlled demolition, and so is Oklahoma City. Bin Laden is not a magician that can make our NORAD stand down. He certainly didn't make Dick Cheney sit in a bunker while he operated 9/11 and took away the powers of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to properly activate the Air Force to knock down commercial airliners or anything else that comes into airspace heading toward large skyscrapers and population centers. All of this is a complete lie, and any other word is not even fit for a discussion or a dialogue about.
Exactly.
The fact is that I'm on the inside, and I've got death threats, and I was told not to examine my Gulf War I vets for heavy metal poisoning or adverse reactions to the vaccines, including the anthrax, when they got autoimmune diseases and cancer. I was told that I would be fired or worse. I said, what's worse? And they said, dead. I said, you don't threaten me, buddy. And I meant it. I am not a wimp. And I will be willing to die for my God, my nation, and for the liberty and justice. And America is the only, on earth, the only republic, which means a citizen receives its intrinsic value and rights from their creator God, not from a nation, not from a court system, not even from the Constitution. The Constitution is just a representation of the rights which come from our Creator, who made us in His image, and that's why we have rights. We do not
exactly.
have rights from a government.
No, we don't. That's correct.
And that's why we have to honor. That's why the New World Order has to destroy America. It's not just they'll take Canada, they'll take Britain, they'll take Europe, but if they don't get America, they don't bankrupt the country, if they don't destroy the nation's finances, if they don't make the people sick, if they don't take away their future and their liberty, if they don't stick a chip in them, they cannot subjugate the world with a strong, righteous America that worships their Creator God, knows where the truth lies, and knows that they've been lied to, stolen, abused, and turned into a nation that is now hated all over the world because America has become a beast out of control.
Yes.
And this rogue nation going and attacking Iran will set off a series of events which eventually will result in the nuking of U.S. cities and the destruction of most of the American population.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is what's coming. And if you want to disagree with me, I can spend hours and days. I'm going to be at the conference with Dr. Fred Bell coming up here the 26th, 7th, and 8th. And I'm going to talk about solutions to all of these, not just the terror of what's coming, because my God is not a God of fear.
Right,
but
exactly.
We have solutions if only a tiny minority has the backbone, and I mean spiritual backbone, to stand up and start speaking against these abominations. It'll stop.
But
I feel strongly what's happening now is a separation of the sheep and goats. I see what we're having now is a decision of who is going to stand up and speak and actually have a chance to survive. It doesn't mean we're guaranteed to survive. But at least, as the old cowboys say, at least you'll die with your boots on.
Right, but some of us will survive in any event, and I believe that.
Exactly,
would be
and only
possibly...
ones that are going to survive are going to be the ones that actually stand up.
Exactly, and even if the worst happens to this country, I'm sure God will make sure that those who are standing up and those who are close to God will survive.
Absolutely.
And those people will be surviving in the wilderness and living off the land. They're not
absolutely.
They're not going to be in the streets trying to demonstrate and getting machine gun to death, that's for sure. By the way, there's a document on another website that's linked from my website about what happened in Russia to a bunch of people who were suffering pretty much the same that's what's about to happen here.
Right. It's
and
very,
they made
very
it
similar.
Because they were close to the Holy Spirit.
Right.
If you go to Survival, you click on Survival at the top of the Super Bowl Steve page, the first
right.
page you come to, and there's a download. It's called The Amazing Testimony of Boris Sarkovsky. It's a tremendous blessing in this country that survived. To follow the Holy Spirit so that we can know where to go and how to stay alive and how to follow God's will.
Right. And the thing is that our God is God. Just like... the King Nebuchadnezzar, whose title means King of Kings, which is an abomination, had to admit that Daniel in the Old Testament, his God, was the God of the universe.
Yes.
And my God is God, not a Luciferian God who thinks that he right. can manage matter and space and time and somehow he's going to be in control. No, the God that's the creator of the universe, he's
right.
in control.
Those people are, those who think they are in control, this New World Order, are deceived.
Right, and I actually am speaking to them now. I want them to repent and turn, because if we can save one Henry Kissinger, one Bill Clinton, one George Bush Sr. or Jr., we can save billions. Billions, not just physically, but spiritually, because the spiritual death that's coming is pretty serious. And people need to realize that if they don't rise to a higher level of consciousness, if they don't connect with their Creator, if they don't start praying to hear His voice and do His will, which is in Hebrew, Shema, to do and hear and do, they're going to face a horrible physical and spiritual death, the second death. And that's coming. It's not imaginary. I can tell you as a physician who's resuscitated people, I've had a near-death experience myself when I was 8. I can tell you these are very real events. This is not hypothetical, and it's coming very quickly. And you don't need to have fear. You can have joy because you can start preparing. You can have joy in the face of anything. In fact, I feel more alive now that I'm willing to stand up and speak against these things than if I was sitting by quietly and say, oh, I know it's all going to happen, but I don't want to know anymore. I hear this from people all the time. They don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear it. They're living in death. They're living dead people.
Absolutely. Well, they're actually like the dead person who doesn't know yet to roll into the grave because he's already dead. And
exactly.
If they don't stand up, they will be dead soon because they'll be taken away in these trucks or in these rail cars. They'll be executed by biological or radioactive debris. Biological weapons. And they need to wake up now, because I don't want my civilization. I don't want my fellow human beings destroyed. I don't want my nation destroyed. My intention is for good. We're about as human beings to spread across the galaxy as rulers of the universe under the lordship of our Creator. And yet our science is advancing dramatically, but our spirituality is not. And we're being pushed to the point where we have to make a decision for God now, or we will face annihilation. That's what we're facing. We're facing a point where we have to raise to a higher level of consciousness, a higher level of responsibility, a higher level of having a backbone, of not being afraid of things like death or conflict or these issues, because if we don't face it, we will be eaten alive by it.
I'd like to add, Dr. Deagle, that I asked Fred back in 1988, I said, who's doing this? I said, is this the Illuminati?
Talk a little bit louder, if you could, Steve. I can barely hear you.
Yeah, I asked Fred back in 1988, who's doing this to us? Is it the Illuminati or the Skull and Bones, the Masons? Who is it? And he says, yeah, to all of them. He says,
right.
They're all involved.
They are, and they have many masks, whether they call themselves, you know, the Zionists, which is a Jewish version, the GRU, which is another mask, or the Catholic version, the Knights of Malta, the Protestant version, the Buddhist version. There's so many different masks. It doesn't matter. They're all the same. There really is only two religions in the whole universe.
And then
with
Fred,
the God
said,
of the universe, which is our God, or you agree with your own, you decide what is good and evil in your own heart, and you serve Lucifer. There's only two religions in the universe, even though people will say there's millions, there's not. There's only two.
Right. Fred also said that a lot of his own people that are helping him, he said the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. He says, we don't need all these people. We're going to get rid of our own people.
Yeah.
So a lot of these Masons and Illuminati people, if you're not that high up, you're expendable.
Of course they are. In fact, I had people who were SEALs in Special Delta, Upper Delta,
guys,
and they were constantly
hello?
Harassed by being tracked all the time. It drove them crazy. I saw them in Colorado Springs.
Hello? We're coming down to the end.
Okay.
Bruce, I would like you and Steve to summarize what you think are the issues coming up and what decisions people need to make. And we have about a moment left. And go ahead, Bruce and Steve.
Okay. Well, first of all, it's your personal salvation, which is explained in detail on the website. Your personal relationship with God, which comes through Jesus, that has to be taken care of first. Once you're close to God, you need to stay close to Him on a daily basis in constant prayer, just like the people did in Russia who were faced with a communist, with communists. They were out in the wilderness and they found their way up to another country. They went into China to escape before it even came to them through the Holy Spirit. So you need to be close to God in the Holy Spirit.
Just like the early church, when it was told to leave the city of Jerusalem before Titus came, ransacked the nation and those who weren't believers, who had known about Jesus Emmanuel, that the ones that knew about him but didn't take him seriously, they stayed in Jerusalem and they died. And there were 1.5 million Jews that died there, that were actually crucified and put on crosses all over Judea and Samaria when Titus came. And those who did heed and did understand did leave because they knew the truth of what was coming spiritually.
Yeah, I'd like to ask your people is just to listen. Don't believe everything we tell you. Try to look it up on the Internet if you can. Just be prepared because this is coming down, and it's coming down real soon.
Well, we're not laying out a plan. We're just telling them that the template is there, and they have definitely a plan that can be changed, but their ultimate goal and the ways that they're going to achieve it are obviously pretty obvious by now.
Right.
Well, thanks very much, both Bruce Kettler and Super Bowl Steve.
Thank you.
We're
going
to have to have you guys back on because I don't believe these events by any means are over with these latest movie with May 9th, the ABC special. We need to be very vigilant spiritually, intellectually, and we need to start preparing, and we need to face the truth, because a true optimist faces the truth squarely and prepares for a positive response and has a good intention toward his fellow man and his enemies, because that's what we want to do, is we want to make allies of our enemies.
Right.
Thank you, Don and Doug, over at BBS Radio, and everyone, we will be back on Monday with some amazing guests and some remarkable shows. Thank you, and rise yourself to a higher level of consciousness, accept the creator of the universe, and try to hear his voice, and you will thrive and survive, and you will ascend to a higher level, and you will enter the new world that God is about to create for us by us listening to his will and doing what his word is. As the word in the Old Testament says, Shema, Oh, Israel. Thank you, everyone, and take care. I'll be back on Monday with Clay and Iron. And thank you, Super Bowl Steve and Bruce Kettler.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others' endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.